welcome our listeners to this second hour of special Independence Day broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. Shooting from the Hip is brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L, which is a busy place right now, by the way, as you can well imagine.
Yes, they are.
And you can give us a call at the range at 937-293-3914, or you can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. Sim Shooting from the Hip is normally broadcast on Saturdays from 2 to 3. However, the studio was generous enough today to give us the opportunity to reach out to a new audience, and that's just what we're doing. And if you're new to the show, we welcome you and want to encourage you, if you'd like to call in with any firearms-related matters that you might have, give us a call here at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. We'd be glad to take your calls and discuss whatever issues that you have. At the end of the first hour, we were talking to James, who was a 77-year-old man who had some issues. The fact that he's a little bit unsteady on his feet, he has to walk around with a cane. He mentioned that he already had his CHL and that he's already gone to the range and done some practice, but he wants to get something a little bit more individual. We at Sim Trainer offer a variety of training opportunities, and customized individual private lessons is one of the areas that we specialize in. And he brought up a very good point that the manufacturers these days are designing guns primarily for everybody, but there's two target audiences. Number one is the new shooter, and number two is for concealed carry options that are more customized. There's people who want to carry a gun that's less visible based on their clothing option. They may want to carry it in a pocket, in a purse. And the manufacturers have been very sensitive to that issue. And Mark and I were talking on the break, and we think back to the guns that have been developed over the last 5 years. It's been many. I have to say that over the years, I've been not real into the gun world as far as paying attention to everything that's produced, but over the last 5 years in particular, there's been a significant increase in the models of guns that the various manufacturers are producing, and that's strictly due to the concealed carry audience and the new shooter. And what we're talking about there is new shooters have specific needs, and one of the needs is they need to develop guns that are very accommodating for the new shooter, and that's just what they've done. And we look at the one of the guns that we're going to do a silent raffle on or silent auction on this afternoon is the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. The M&P model of guns were developed by Smith & Wesson about 5 or 6 years ago.
M&P stands for military and police. That's their line. That was their target audience initially.
Additionally, the military and police primarily were the recipients of those guns. However, once the concealed carry broadened across the country, they had to find smaller guns, and they came out with the compact, and now they've come out with the Shield, strictly in response to the concealed carry community. And boy, they're good quality guns, and they are recognizing that they have specific needs in those audiences, and they're responding to those needs. And I can't think of too many other industries that are as active in that regard these days as the firearms industry, and they're doing a tremendous job. Now, it can be overwhelming. It can be somebody new to the game can very easily get lulled into a situation where they say, wow, you know, Smith & Wesson came out with a new one. I want to go get that one. And now Beretta came out with a new one. I want to go get that one. And now Glock came out with a new one. I want to go get that one. And I heard, Ruger's developing this, and I can't wait till it comes out because I want to get one of those. That's fine and dandy. But from the standpoint of personal safety and self-defense, I know Mark's carried the same gun for as long as I've known him, and I've carried the same gun that I use for personal safety and self-defense for 19 years. So it's a little bit different mindset, and for the person getting into it, you're going to have to rely on guidance from the experts like us in selection, training, carry options, and things of that nature so that you can get what's right from you right from the beginning. And there have been some horror stories. We had a story, a situation where an individual went to a local gun store and ended up getting a gun that was not any way near the gun that she needed in order to complete the training, and it was ultimately going to be used for personal safety and self-defense, whether it was on her person when she's out in the community or at home. It just was unfortunate. She spent a lot of money, and I'm not going to go into that story because it it angers me so that somebody took advantage of the person. I don't care what the circumstances were. It was the wrong thing to do, and the person who did it knew it was the wrong thing to do deep in their heart, but they did it anyway. And that person, as a result, luckily they came to us. We were able to get her back on track, and I don't know exactly where it's going to go as far as the amount of money that she spent on the initial gun, but she knows now what gun is right for her based on going through the training and being exposed to that kind of environment.
Jeff, let's go back out to the phones, and we'll talk to Ed, who's calling from Beaver Creek. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question. Do you guys give a comment on the Taurus PT-738 versus the Ruger? I think the similar Ruger is the LCP.
Yes, I can. A matter of fact, I did some testing and evaluation of both of those guns when they came out. Of course, the Ruger LCP was the gun of the year, the number one selling gun in 2009, I believe it was. And
in fact, that was the gun that almost single-handedly wiped out the 380 ammunition stocks of most gun stores.
Absolutely. We did the comparison side by side, and in the testing and evaluation we did with two separate Taurus models and two separate LCP models, the LCP performed remarkably better, and this is why. And we diagnosed the problem in the Taurus 738. They've tried to correct it, but I'm not sure they had. When we did the testing on the 738 initially, we had 38 misfeeds or malfunctions out of 50 rounds in the first box. And I thought, what is going on here? So we changed the ammunition. And the second time, I had 35 misfeeds or malfunctions out of 50 total rounds fired. And I got to talking to some people. I got some information. One of my co-workers advised me about a blog going around about a problem they were having with the magazine. At the last minute, they made a modification to the magazine to activate the slide lock lever, which ultimately caused the gun to jam an inordinate number of times. Well, they've been tinkering with that back and forth. And I'm going to tell you something. With just like cars, when guns have problems, I stay away from them. Because when I took the Ruger, which the price point was tremendous. It was actually a little bit less than the Taurus at the time, and it performed flawlessly. And I've got a gun over here, the 738, that had all those problems. I just stopped T&E, and I really didn't care where that went. Now, since then, they may have corrected the problem. But I know that in my situation right now, because we have so many people that purchase the LCP, and because of my personal reliance on the LCP in my line of work and in certain capacities, I know it works. I'm not even going to go back that route. So it came down to just one-on-one testing, and whether they made a mistake up front and just released it before they did extensive T&E, or it was an unfortunate circumstance, it was a very negative experience. And I've seen mixed reviews. I know that it's a nice, quote, pocket gun, unquote, and it's a good option to some that are out there. But, you know, you ask for our advice, and it's based on personal experience, and that's as to the point I can get.
Well, I think the one feature on the Taurus is that it locks back on the last round, and I don't believe the Ruger does. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, I want to tell you, though, that feature isn't as significant as making sure it doesn't malfunction and mishandle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you fired five or six rounds, you should be hitting your target, and then you'll do a reload when it's necessary. And that is one of the main features. And that might have been the design flaw that ended up causing that problem in the first place.
Because you really don't have any idea whether the Taurus folks are taking care of that problem if it still exists.
I don't know. We don't carry Taurus. Again, we try to stick with the lines that we know are reliable. I'm not saying that the other models aren't. We've had some 24/7s come through classes. We've had a couple other models, Taurus, come through classes, but we don't have much experience.
And some work and some don't when we see that. And that's kind of the thing. We don't have any mixed reviews on the LCP. It works.
Yeah,
period.
Well, that's great. One other minor comment, perhaps, if you guys can comment on it. Have you seen the one on the email about the Army doing some, training for martial law down in the St. Louis area?
I haven't seen that one go around. I've seen several different... Well, I did see some things about some training that was going on in St. Louis. I don't remember it was the Army, but yeah, there's a lot of these stories that go around. I most of the time when we check them out, they're innocuous and people have blown things out of proportion. Somebody tripped a wire for me last night at the range talking about the millions, 400 and some odd millions of rounds of ammunition that were being purchased by the Department of Homeland Security. Well, the Department of Homeland Security runs the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, and frankly, I want those guys to be shooting a lot of ammo so they learn how to do it and they hit what they're shooting at. So, yeah. And those are some of those stories that go around. That one I have not checked out, so I can't really comment on it too much. But yeah, most of the ones that we do check out, they come out to be not quite as much as the email right. would make it believe.
Well, thank you, guys. You're doing a wonderful job, and have a great 4th of July.
Thank you very much, Ed.
There's a point that I want to elaborate on that Ed kind of alluded to, and no matter what is going around the internet, information you're getting, the bottom line in situations like that I want people to understand that, okay, let's assume the story had some measure of truth to it, that they're preparing for martial law in the Midwest, in St. Louis, wherever the case might be. Let's assume what the reasons might be. I think they're thinking about some kind of panic, some chaos, some civilian uprising, whatever it is.
Floods and tornadoes?
I'm not going to rely on the government to make decisions about my personal safety, and I want to offer to the listening audience that neither should you. You need to start taking measures, and it's a holistic approach to protect yourself, to protect your family, to make sure you have provisions, to make sure you have resources available to you. And Mark talked about it last week after the storm went through. There was some people calling in about all the inconveniences, and I want to tell you, I feel for all those people. I was without power for 9 or 10 days, and the business was without power for about 18 days when the last storm in 2009 went through. And I feel for all of you out there, and I hope for goodness sake that they get you restored quickly, because I know the inconvenience. But here's the bottom line. Being without power is the minor inconvenience when you take the follow-up to civil chaos and what some people are going to take advantage of when bad things go worse. And I just want to encourage people out there to start thinking ahead. If you've put off buying that generator, probably a good idea to buy that generator. If you've put off starting to stockpile food and water, you better start doing those things to take care of you and yours.
What I would even add to that is don't go buy it this week if you can live without it, because there's a few people who really, really need it. Wait for a few months, put it on your list, start saving up a little bit of money out of that next paycheck, and then when there's really no huge demand, you can go out and you can find the generator, give you time to do the research, find the right one. The one that I got, if somebody wants it, I'd be more than happy to sell it to them, because I'd like one that's a lot quieter. The one that I've got makes it a horrendous racket, but it keeps the refrigerator cold and it keeps the freezer cold and it keeps a little bit of fans running, a little bit of lights, batteries charged, and it served the purpose that I needed for the time that we were out this time around. So it's I'm glad to have it. And it's, you know, I would like to get an upgrade, but in the meantime, I'm keeping it because it works, it does the job, and in the case of an emergency, it gives us what we need. We're going to take a break here. If you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290, and we'll get you up on the air. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and if you'd like to get on the show today, please give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we'll get you in the queue. The last caller brought up a good point that I just want to spend just a minute or two elaborating on, and that's your personal preparation. And Mark talked about right now, given the way things are with electricity, maybe hold off on the purchase of the generator. That's an individual decision you'll make, but there are plenty of other options that you can pursue to start down that path, and whether it be firearms purchase, coming to see us to talk about the options that you have, a personal safety plan, and it's going to have to be multifaceted, medical item purchase. You can go to your local Walmart or your local store and pick up things that you think you would need over extended period of time, and it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. Putting together that extended first aid kit with such things as antacids and
just prescription medicine that maybe you have.
Yeah, prescription meds extra prescription. That you have, but I'm talking just going to the pharmacy and getting some ibuprofen and some ointments and some creams and some bandages and whatever the case might be. Rubbing alcohol and peroxide and iodine and things that you may need, because remember that when things go bad, the shelves clear quickly, and you're going to have to rely on what you've stocked. Another area is coming up with a food and water supply, and then an alternative location if you're forced to evacuate. Start thinking about those things now so that when the time comes, if the time comes, you've already got some things in motion that you make it less stressful, both for you and for other family members. But those are things that I think are very important. And just start thinking about those things ahead of time, and it'll make it that much easier when bad things happen. And there's so many things that happen. The biggest thing I want you to remember is you're responsible for your personal safety. Even though I'm a police officer and have been for 25 plus years, the bottom line is you're responsible for your personal safety, and you can't rely on the limited resources to do everything. And you've got to take some matters upon yourself, and you got to take care of yourself in the time it takes for law enforcement to get to the scene, if they're able to get to the scene. And, you know, New Orleans was not an aberration. It was a wake-up call to the rest of the country about how bad things can get and how limited resources are going to be strained and stressed, and it's going to be difficult. So people have to step up.
And I think we've been fortunate around here that those situations we haven't seen what happened after Katrina as much. Granted, even Hurricane Ike blowing through here didn't devastate this area the way Katrina wiped out the southern part of the Gulf Coast. But there have been certainly opportunities where things could have gone the good way or things could have gone the bad way. And for the most part, the folks in Ohio stepped up. They said, you know, we know there's a lot of people out there hurting, and we're going to do what we can to make their life a little easier. And then, you know, maybe sometime later we're going to have a need and those people will be able to help us as well. And that's kind of the way that America was, the way that, you know, this whole country came together and grew up. Yes, rugged individualism, but interdependence, not dependence, not depending on each other and depending on the government to take care of us, but interdependence, depending on each other to help do what's necessary for all of us to improve and to survive and to come through this in really good
situation. That's an interesting thing, Tim, you bring that up today. It's Independence Day, but yet we have an increasing number of people in our society that are dependent on the government. And yesterday, I just heard a blurb on the Cincinnati radio station where they talked about, well, maybe it may not be long before we're calling this Dependence Day as opposed to Independence Day. I hope to goodness we never get to that point. But there's a certain number of people in this country who are dependent upon the government, and they continue to move in that direction, and it's unfortunate.
It really is unfortunate. And, of course, the whole gun community is kind of on the opposite end of that. Most of us are looking to what do we have to do to be able to take care of ourselves if things are a difficulty. What do I need to do if I need to go get food? What do I need to do if somebody decides that they want to look at me as though I'm an easy target? And I could look at like an easy target. I think most people that know me realize I probably don't look that much like an easy target, but it wouldn't take much of an injury or an illness to change that very quickly. And if that's the case, and if that's the situation, and suddenly I might look like prey, I am going to be prey with teeth. So that's just a decision that I've made, and for the decision that I want to be able to defend my family as well. So that's one of the reasons why I do the things that I do, and also to help other people prepare for themselves for that. We're going to need to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to be on the air, call the studio at 457-1290. We do have a couple of folks waiting, and we'll get to you right after the break. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
I want to welcome our listeners back to the show, and if you just tuned in, this is Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com or give us a call at 937-293-3914. And I want to remind our listeners that we are Sim Trainer will be holding a special Independence Day sale at the range today from 10 to 5, and we're going to feature many of the recently released Ruger products, including the popular Ruger American Rifle, the Ruger Scout Rifle, and the 10/22 Takedown Rifle, and we just recently received a few of the ever-popular SR9, SR9Cs, LC9s, and LCPs, which we just picked up yesterday. You know, as many of you may know, there's been a tremendous backup for these guns, but they're just starting to break, and we were able to get a few, so we're going to extend them to our listening audience. We'll also be selling a variety of other firearms, and I want to extend an offer to all our listeners right now that if you come down to the range and you take advantage of our Try It Before You Buy It program, if you're thinking about buying a gun but you want to try it before you buy it, I'll take that $10 charge off the price of the new gun. So if you come down, you try one out, and you like it, and you decide to buy that gun today, I will go ahead and take that $10 off the price in addition to any other specials that you may be able to take advantage of.
Along with that, you also get a raffle ticket for an LC9.
That's exactly right. I'm going to go into that right now. We're going to be raffling off a Ruger LC9 in a custom Ruger storage case, and it comes with an extra magazine. We're going to sell tickets for $10 a piece or three for $25. Only 50 tickets will be sold, and the winning ticket will be drawn once that ticket, the 50th ticket, is in fact sold, and anybody that buys a gun gets a free entry into that drawing. One final item that we'll be offering is 10% off all retail merchandise, exclusive of ammunition, and we will give you free specially designed Independence Day targets for our recreational shooters. You want to go out and shoot, we have some targets that a local printer made up for us just for today with some neat graphics on it, and we'll be serving hot dogs and refreshments from 11 to 2, so stop down to the range today. In addition, between 11 and 2, we're going to have a silent auction for some very popular but hard to get guns. From 11 to 12, we'll do the Shield, and from 12 to 1, we'll do the Beretta Nano. So it's going to be a silent auction. The guns will be rewarded to the highest bidder at the end of the hour. So take advantage of some great bargains today, and come on down and visit us at the range.
And then maybe a little bit of ballistic therapy, make your own fireworks down there in the range as well. All right, let's go back out to the phones and talk to Lou, who's calling from Riverside. Lou, welcome to the show.
Good morning, man. How are you?
We are doing wonderful on this wonderful Independence Day. How can we help you?
I'm retired military.
Well, thank you for your service.
Former special ops in Vietnam.
Okay.
And soon to be 75.
Hey, congratulations.
And I do shoot every week. I have a question about the Taurus 709 Slim. I've got one, but my gun store that I have gone to, they kind of put their thumbs down with that thing, but I have never had a glitch in it at all. Have you guys had any experience with that?
Well, I've shot the gun a couple of times. I have mixed feelings about it, but as is typical, unless we're asked specific questions,
yeah.
I don't like to, you know, give negative comments. I don't know what the reason for the gun store that you visited for giving it the thumbs down. We just don't carry Taurus.
Well, they carry it, and they
right.
It's just one or two, you know, one of the guys out there just thinks there's obviously better guns.
Well,
I'm looking forward to when the Shield and 9mm comes out.
It's out.
It's out. It's just not mass.
Well, I'm saying there's not a lot of them out in the shops or the stores yet.
So. If you'd like to try one, we do have one in our range safe, and it's available on the Try It Before You Buy It program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
As far as the...
What do you think about carrying a little .32?
In what capacity are you just going to... Well, I mean, I think any gun is better than no gun.
Yeah.
I prefer at least a 380 just for the ballistic performance.
Yeah, I've got them too, but I also carry my .32 with Winchester silver tips.
And, you know, again, a very good performing round. And again, no gun is better, or a gun is better than no gun. And in certain situations, that's going to be a viable option for you.
Yeah.
So I don't have any, and there's nothing negative about
that. Well, I normally don't take anything bigger than that unless I'm going in what I would consider harm's way.
well, at 75, I'm sure that you've had the opportunity to witness on the news, at the very least, that harm doesn't always pick its way.
That's true.
And it can rear its ugly head in a lot of different places. So be careful about, you know, selecting this place versus that place.
I haven't seen anybody volunteer to stand in front of me for a target.
That's very true. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyhow, you guys have a great 4th, and it's very nice talking to you.
Thanks, sir.
Very much for calling the show. Let's go out and talk to Jerry, who's calling from Covington. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. What gun shop are y'all talking about where you work?
We have a company called Sim Trainer. It's an indoor shooting range and gun store here in the Dayton area.
I'd like to come down. What's the address?
Well, it's 2031 Dryden Road. If you just come across Route 70, take 75 south, get off on the Dryden Road exit, turn to your left and go north, you'll be there within a mile. It's right across from DP&L. You can't miss us.
Were you coming from Covington, Ohio, or Covington,
yes,
Kentucky?
Sir.
Okay,
no,
so you'll be coming south on 75.
That's
so
correct.
Just go past 35 and get off at that exit there. At
Dryden Road. Okay.
Right. You can, coming south, you can get off before that. But, yeah, that's probably because of the construction. It's probably easier to just go on past and then get off at Dryden Road and then come back north.
What's the name of the store?
Sim Trainer, S-I-M Trainer. And we are at 2031. We're right across from the DP&L maintenance yard. So as you're coming north on Dryden Road, you'll go past the light at River Road, and we're just on the left-hand side.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No,
my
not
real
a problem.
Question was... I just got finished with a certified pistol instructor course.
Okay.
And there was a lot of people in it, and I forgot to ask this question when I got done. What I want to do is give concealed classes just to friends and family that are a little too anxious to sign up for a commercial deal, and they. I don't want to compete with anybody, but I just want to take my time and teach them slowly and right, and one of the pastors at our church wants to do it. But anyway, I went on the website, and it said I had to be under the auspices of a gun club or a county sheriff. What does that mean, be under the auspices?
I'm not sure I... know where you said it's, I mean, where you're saying it says that. Is that in terms of the Ohio law, in terms of, I mean, that's not something I'm familiar with in those words.
Well, I wasn't either, and I wrote an email to the guy that gave the course, and I said, okay, I need to order some materials to give a concealed carry class to friends and neighbors, and he said, okay, but you have to be under the auspices of a... either a county sheriff or approved gun club.
Well, you need to be you're an NRA certified pistol instructor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so as long as your certification is current, that makes you qualified in terms of legally to teach a class that is legitimate under Ohio law. But there's an awful lot that goes along with that in terms of material that
following
isn't...
Following the NRA syllabus and, covering all the bases for...
Well, there's no requirement that you follow the NRA syllabus. You do need to make sure that you cover the required portions that the Ohio law lays out, some things that need to be covered.
Yeah. Actually, the NRA requires that you follow the syllabus in the basic handgun course if you're operating under the guise of the NRA instructor umbrella. They require that you utilize that basic handgun or basic pistol outline.
If you're teaching the basic handgun class.
Because I don't want to miss anything, but, there's a few additional things I wanted to add, like philosophically why we should have the right to carry a gun and stuff like that.
Well, the one thing I want to caution you right up front is make sure you take advantage of the insurance provision through the NRA, because you're entering into a world that is extremely litigious, and if they say they got the information from you and that's good information or bad information and you end up in court, you don't want to bear that burden. Okay.
I understand.
So there's some significant responsibility that goes along with getting that credential and ultimately teaching people, and that's one of the reasons why so few individuals are just venturing on their own and doing it. And those that are, many of them haven't even thought of that process.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I hadn't thought of it either.
Yeah.
I want to do it right, and I want to be gentle, in other words, with some people that have never even touched a gun.
Well, being gentle is one thing, but here...
2 days if I have to. And,
whatever time limit is, being gentle, and your attitude is not uncommon, and here's what I want to caution you about. Remember that when you do that, and you, however long it takes you, and you give them a certificate, and they go down to their local sheriff's department and apply for their license, they get their license, and they start carrying the gun, the next day they can be involved in the situation. Don't take the attitude that, well, you know, I'm just teaching them the class so they can get their license to have their license and have a gun if they need it, and they'll probably never need it.
Oh, I know. I understand that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there who take the approach that, well, I'm just going to get them through the class so they can get their license, and, you know, what they do after that is on their own. Well, that's true to a certain degree. But remember that baseline training is critical, so you're putting yourself in the middle of a very critical area.
Absolutely, and I totally agree, and that's in the litigious society we live in, you have to cover all those bases. But you guys don't know what that means about being under the auspices. In other words, you're saying that I could just go ahead and order the stuff from the NRA, their materials, and sign up for their insurance and start giving a class.
Unless there's a specific provision that they're citing that the NRA is going to, you know, make an issue about. I'm not aware of anything in the law that says you have to be operating under the a sheriff's office or now you may have to set up a legitimate training entity. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be another issue. Are you going to do this under an LLC or are you just going to do this under Phil Smith gun training, whatever the case might be? And you may have to look at that specific. And again, we don't go down that way or down that avenue because number one, we think it needs to be in a structured environment. We think the instructors need to be skilled, trained, and very experienced at doing this. So there's just a lot of issues.
I carried the handgun, and I'm a retired airline pilot, and I carried a handgun in a cockpit, and I've been through the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center and certified, and I also retired military pilot.
Good. So you have some good background to bring them.
Yeah, I understand. I understand guns and how they need to be respected and taught to use properly and the danger involved and the legalities involved. We had to go through all that there at Artesian in Mexico.
Right. Okay. Well, Jerry, thanks very much for calling the show. We need to take our last break for the hour, so we'll just say goodbye to you, but thank you very much for calling. We'd still have a few more minutes left in the show, so if you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290. We'll be back after this break. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
America, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and it's been a great 2 hours, and I just want to let our listening audience know that you're welcome to give us a call at Sim Trainer. Come down to the range. Check us out on the web at sim-trainer.com. We have a lot of different things going on, whether it's training, gun selection. You want clarification about something you heard about, handgun legislation, whatever the case might be, we'll be certainly glad to help you in that regard. But the biggest thing is getting the message out, and the message is just good information. There's a lot of misinformation that's being distributed by the media, on the internet, and people are taking it as truth. You know, Mark mentioned a couple of situations just happened in the last couple of days, one down at the range and then one that the gentleman that called in earlier talked about hearing something going on out in the Midwest. But one of the things we do, if we don't have the answer right away, we'll look into it and we'll get the answer because we want proper information out there because right now people are relying on emotion. And let's face it, we're within 4 months of the biggest election of our lifetime. I think that's a pretty safe assessment. And there's going to be a lot of information, and I think a lot of it's going to be misinformation that's going to be distributed over the next 4 months.
And it comes from, misinformation comes from both sides of the aisle.
That's exactly right. And you have to, you know, kind of take what you hear, look it up yourself, talk to people, find out what the truth is, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to have a little bit of doubt and not know about this, not know about that, and then they can try to promote the agenda. But we got some big decisions to make. It's directly related to what we're trying to do here, and that's just get the truth out and have you make decisions based on fact versus misinformation. So when you have the questions, please ask them. Don't hesitate to call us at the range. Call in here to the radio show. For those of you that are new to the show today, we're not normally on at this time. You're listening to the morning drive or some of the other programming that's going on. Sim Trainer hosts Shooting from the Hip on Saturdays from 2 to 3. Tune in during that time, and we'd be more than glad to discuss whatever issues you have.
If you have a question that comes up when we're not on the air, you're always welcome to send us an email at radio@sim-trainer.com, or you can go out to our Facebook page, which which is linked to our radio page website at sim-trainer.com/radio, and you can get that information and get that information to us as well.
And I want to just remind our listeners, we have a special Independence Day activity going on down at the range. We're going to have some great guns for sale, and we've got a raffle, the Ruger raffle. You come down, tickets are $10 a piece, three for $25, and we're only going to sell 50, and when the 50th ticket is sold, we're going to draw the gun. If you buy a gun today, we're going to have a select number of guns out there. We're going to kind of promote the Ruger line because they've just sent us a pretty decent shipment of a variety of their popular guns.
Yeah, we finally got some.
Finally got some. The Ruger Scout, the Ruger American Rifle, and the Takedown Rifle, and we have a few of each of those models in stock, and we're going to be selling them to the customers today.
It's going to be one of those kind of days. It's going to be wild and crazy. We've done this a couple of times before with special events. It's always very popular. If you're new to the shooting sports and you'd like to just get some information, feel free to stop by. We're going to be having hot dogs available from 11 to 2. So we'll be happy to have you come down and participate in that as well. If there's something that you have maybe always just wanted to try, try it before you buy it is a great way to come down and try that. We have quite a selection of guns available in our safe for people to try. So that's an opportunity that you can't get at your typical gun store, since a lot of them don't have you buy the gun, you walk out with it, and it's yours. Now you can try it before you do it a little bit of test drive down there at Sim Trainer.
I want to encourage anybody that's new to this whole idea to just stop in today, 15 minutes. Give us 15 minutes of your time. Ask the question. Tell us you're new to it. We'll tell you what we're all about. We'll give you some options as to what you can do to take advantage of whatever, if it's training, recreational shooting, whatever the case might be. We'll show you around the range and just see if it's something you're interested in as a hobby, or again, if you're gearing up for personal safety and self-defense, whatever the case might be, we'll be more than glad to help you with that today. But again, it's going to be going on from 10 to 7. There's special hours today. I'm sorry, from 10 to 5 down at the range. And just stop by, show your face. Like Mark said, we're going to have hot dogs and refreshments, and it should be a fun day. And for those of you that are interested in the Shield, again, we're going to do the silent auction for the Shield at 11 to 12, and one for the Nano from 12 to 1.
We also have some classes available at on the 19th. I think there's still a few slots left for our First Shots class. And weekend after this coming up weekend, 14th and 15th, we have a concealed carry class. Thanks very much for being part of the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio, WHIO.